Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. It will be a wet end to 2018. A flash flood watch is in effect for much of the state from 7 o'clock tonight through Saturday morning. 2 to 3 inches are likely in North Georgia. Atlanta and Columbus could see up to 1.5 to 2 inches. An inch of rain is likely in Americus, Macon, and Athens. Your state income tax bill could be lower next year because of a change taking effect in January. GPB's Stephen Fowler explains.
Georgia's highest tax rate drops from 6 to 5.75%, and the standard deduction will double thanks to a bill signed in March. State officials estimate that would lower taxes by more than $300 million in the next 5 years. The cut is expected to offset a several billion dollar windfall for Georgia due to changes in federal tax law. Without the break, many Georgians would have paid more in state taxes. It is the first cut to the state income tax in more than 80 years. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
The Peach Drop is moving back to underground Atlanta this year. The city's New Year's Eve celebration is returning after moving to Woodruff Park. Underground Atlanta will open at 6. Entertainment starts at 7. Jagged Edge and 112 The Experience and Better Than Ezra will headline the New Year's Eve concert. Downtown Atlanta streets around the event close starting at 3:30 on Monday. Oat crops are grown across Georgia along with other cereal grains like rye and wheat, but you won't find them in your cereal bowl. GPB's Cindy Hill explains.
Oats here are used to feed cows in the winter, but an aphid infestation is threatening this year's crop. David Bunton is an entomologist at the University of Georgia's Griffin campus. He specializes in grains.
Aphids are females, and they're literally born pregnant, and so they build up very quickly in the field, and they'll spread the virus once they're established in the field.
Bunton says the aphid virus doesn't hurt the animals, but it can make oats more susceptible to cold and kill them. That means Georgia cows could have less to eat this winter. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.